There goes rabbit, he choked. He's so mad, but he won't. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two starts now. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio with a cast of thousands who think they're executive producing today.
Uh-oh. Who's sending you stuff?
How much time you got?
Really?
Because there is a roll call list going on right now that is starting to get into double digits.
Really? And your private messages?
Just, no. You've seen some of them.
Oh.
Do this, talk about that, play this, check that out. Good Lord, Nick does a hell of a job. We don't need help. I'm just saying.
It does. It does get...
It gets a little overbearing sometimes.
I love the suspects.
I do too.
There are a few that'll just be like, hey, you should do this. Well, we've done pretty well for 2.5 years. And we take everything into consideration, but...
It's the written version of Paul. Is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's essentially saying, oh. Topic, here, talk about it, go.
Guys, best 88 ever, go. I hate, y'all know how I feel about social media go guy.
Yep.
I hate that. Best place to get a steak, go. No, you go Google it, bitch. I ain't doing your work for you.
That's essentially
that
what
person.
It is. It's the written version of that call.
That person is the worst person on the internet. Hey, who's the best place to get a haircut? Go. Google, bitch, you go. I'm not doing your work. I hate the go person.
Top five comics of all time. Go, Barry. Go, go.
Yeah, see?
Well, no. It's like Charlie yesterday when he's actually doing the countdown a day at a time with the number that coincides with how many days till football season starts. And so yesterday was 82, and he wanted to know the best 82 of all time. And then he got mad at me because I gave him the two that he was thinking about. And then I also gave him the random Texan one that no one was thinking
about. Was Steve Largent on the list?
82. Steve Largent was 80.
Oh, damn it. I thought he was 82 some reason.
But all you got to do is Google people.
I was going to say, who was your 82s?
Stallworth from the Steelers.
Yeah.
Jason Witten. Okay, because there's not that many. And then I said the Texan one was Billy Miller because he caught the first touchdown in Texans history.
Yeah, but he's not the...
He's the best 82 of all time in Texans history if you go look.
Really?
Even Charlie admitted that, yeah. But it's just like, that's what I'm saying. People do that. They'll hey, guys, here's a topic for your show. Go. No. Written, with links, calls, it all works the same. Shut up. We got it.
Word on the street is that you were berating Charlie Palillo while he was on remote yesterday. Is that true, sir?
Oh, me or
Joel?
I was going to say that.
Like he was yelling.
I'll just go ahead and turn my mic off and let him.
I think in part I was pissing him off because he thought he was going to stump the listeners. And I was giving him, all of his answers away.
Because we could hear your voice in the background while he was on the air.
Added some personality to the show.
added some color.
And a second voice.
By the way, I've been a little inundated with requests for tickets all of a sudden, which is a good thing.
I appreciate it. The going rate right now on eBay.
No. But I do want to say this, and I'm going to get to everybody that sent me a message. Don't send me a message and not go. That's going to piss me off because I'm going to write it down and they'll tell me who shows up to claim their tickets. I'm only going to get a few of these. So that's the only thing that I ask is if I get to you and say, hey, I'll leave a couple tickets for you. We'll call. Don't not show up. That'll never give you tickets again because I only get a select few of these. So don't do that. People do that all the time. Drives me nuts. All right. Sorry. I digress. Back to Joel being a dick to Charlie. Now,
I wasn't being a dick.
I mean, you were yelling during his show.
It's a different set of circumstances when you're on remote because everybody hears everything that you normally wouldn't hear when we're in the studio. But yeah, I mean, and he thought, and again, when Charlie is sitting there looking like he's thinking he's smarter than everybody else and going, you know.
Newsflash, he is.
Sometimes. But then, of course, well, I dropped the hammer on him and I gave him 282s when he was expecting it to be crickets. And then he went, Joel's over here yelling, and he got two of the three I had. You guys guess.
You're going to do your boy like that. He hates everybody at the station. You're the only guy he follows on Twitter.
I'm his friend.
But you're just mocking him right now.
I can't.
Man, with friends like you.
If you guys were friends, then you guys could do it too.
With friends like you, who needs enemies? Being so mean to him and Matt Thomas.
That means he's listening.
Yeah? Did your phone just light up?
It's lighting. I'll see if it's him or not, but yeah. But, I mean, look. No, that's the fun that you can have with it, because he is a mastermind, and he's smart, and he gets a lot of stuff that he tries to drop on the listeners so that they can feel stupid because they can't get it. Well, I just want to make the people feel smart.
Brother Bear asked a question of us on Twitter.
What?
And I don't know.
Did I mention the executive producer thing?
But he's like, do you guys have to run your jokes by the staff for approval, or do you have the green light?
Well, Barry does. The rest of us that are professionals, we just let them out.
I don't know. I don't even know what that means. I just put no, because I have no idea what that really means. Like, are you asking, do I run every tweet that I put out by the ESPN 97.5 staff before I tweet it? Like my masturbation joke this morning? No. I'm a comedian.
Brother Bear, are you listening to the wrong station? Because there are other stations that would require that. This would not be one of them.
Look, I'm two things. I'm a sports talk radio host, and I'm a stand-up comedian. And sometimes they blend, and sometimes they're separate. And sometimes I tweet jokes on my Twitter account, which is used for both. Mm-hmm. And it is what it is. So, no, I don't send an email to the staff and say, hey, can I tweet out this joke about masturbating with a smartwatch on and having 43,000 steps on it? I just tweet it. I just do it. And because I think everybody here knows I'm a comedian, and probably some of the stuff I'm going to tweet is a little worse than everybody else, but it's all part of what I do. So
plus, you've mentioned how if they are going to kind of limit or filter what you do, they'll tell you up front, right? And that's a rare instance.
What do you mean?
Like, hey, don't make these type of jokes, or don't be too dirty here, right?
You're talking about at a club or at the station?
Because if I'm not mistaken, anywhere. Like, because it wasn't a club. I think it was somebody's house.
It was a private party, and
someone asked you to kind of alter the way you did, which was a very rare case.
They will say, hey, if it's a corporate event, we don't want any cursing, or if it's this or that.
Right.
But I think he meant here at the station. Do I run all of my jokes by the ESPN 97.5 staff before I say them on air or tweet them on my Twitter? And the answer is absolutely not.
Brother Bear has a lot of questions.
What? And what the one thing that this is why I love working for ESPN 97.5 and Gal Media is because we are fortunate enough to be given a lot of rope to be ourselves, to do what we want to do, to tiptoe the line and have some fun and be a little crazy. But it's also what sets us apart from other stations. And it's why we're number one in the market right now, because I think people tend to gravitate to the fun and the crazy and the borderline insane stuff we do on this station and on this show.
Not only that, but what we talked about recently as well, which is you take all the things that you just said and then you start including the fact that listeners are smart. And they realize that when you turn on the flagship home of the Texans, you are going to get sunshine and rainbows about football 24/7, even if there's big things happening in the other sports. And then on the other station, you're going to get the opposite, the exact opposite. You're going to get Astros and Rockets for the majority of the time thrown at you 150 miles an hour. Whereas we mix it up, and we're not shy to admit this is a slow week in sports. So you're going to get some sports, but you're also going to get some fun and some other things, and hopefully it entertains you more. And it's a lot better than us trying to force feed and fake it for you guys going, man, did you see the guys that are going to be available in the second round that Daryl Morey might be able to buy a second round pick for? Nope, we're not doing that. You know, did you see, you know, Jose Altuve's 0 for whatever? No, we're not doing that. We talk Astros.
Right now, it's kind of an exception because of the turmoil that exists with the Rockets. But outside of that, like, once this story passes, you're not going to see us talking about it unless there's something major going on with the team. So that's just the way we do things.
Well, and you know, and on that note too, you're right, because the thing is that we've told you, when you're not affiliated with a flagship, as being the flagship of a sports team, you have more freedom and you're not slapped on the back of the wrist and told what to say and what not to say. And I'm with Barry. That's the main reason why I love doing what we do here, is because I have escaped the teacher with the ruler that kept slapping me on the back of the hands. Because at the end of the day, if you're a sports fan, you're smart enough to read through the smoke screens and realize you're feeding me a line of crap that isn't actually what's going on. And for us to be able to be honest is the most beautiful thing on the planet.
I was just talking about jokes. Y'all went off on a whole other tangent.
Well, welcome back.
I was just talking about...
You're just doing your guest list over
no,
there.
No, I was just talking about jokes, and then you went off on the no, other
but
guys.
But I'm just saying...
I mean, I get your point, but I was just saying in general, we have the leeway to do things like the Blitz having Beth on a Wednesday and talk about sex toys, or us having the chick from the... Was it the Bunny Ranch or whatever?
Bunny Ranch,
Like, we get a lot of leeway to do those things, and we're very lucky to do that. And sometimes we're immature, and sometimes we tiptoe the line. And, But I you know, and it, look, it's not for everybody. And I get that. There are some people that love the AM talk style of radio, sure, and that's what they gravitate to. But I think this gives a younger audience or a hipper audience or a more fun audience a chance to hear something a little edgier that they don't normally
and
get on the radio.
We still offer that kind of radio, too. Charlie delivers
all the
stats
shows,
and information, you know, and all that.
All the shows talk our fair share of sports.
Yeah, we have sports.
But my main thing is, like, where I was going with that, I didn't mean to get off on the tangent about just the sports perspective of it, too, but to say, hey, we're okay on a slow week because we're not going to do Mount Rushmores and top tens. We're going to do fun stuff outside of sports as well as we are the pressing sports stories of the day.
Yeah.
Okay. You're killing me today, Smalls. So, all right. We still have plenty of stuff to get to on the show. We did talk a ton about the Rockets in the last couple days.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I will say, kind of feeding off what you just said, popped into my head. But the other thing is, when we have guests on the show, they're going to be honest guests that are going to be giving their honest opinions. And they're not going to be twisted or turned or slated so that you believe the hype.
That's correct.
Because when Daryl Morey goes on our show, or he won't, but he'll go on with John and Lance, he'll be a lot more honest than he will be when they call 790 and say, we're going on today, so that they can tell you all the things that aren't true that really are true about what's going on with the franchise, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So Daryl probably wouldn't join our show, but if he did, what would you do?
Say that.
What would you ask him?
Well, I'd ask him, you know, in part, what do you think? What is your perception of what what you think the fans are in terms of how much they can be manipulated? Because I'd like to know, when you look at a situation and go, I think the fans have heard enough to see read between the lines and realize there's at least something to some of this stuff, instead of always thinking that he's one step in front of them and smarter than them, and if he says this and does this. Like when he tells Jonathan Fagan that he's exhausted by all of this and there's not a single thing going on with the Rockets, that's a lie, okay? That's a lie. And it might not be completely as bad as Yahoo Sports has made it, but it's not the sunshine and rainbows he painted on 790. So somewhere in between lies the truth. And if you just came out and said, look, our two best players, there's been some friction, but neither one of them are going anywhere, and they're the guys we want to build around going forward, that would be a lot more credible and accepting by your fans than having you say, hey, guess what, guys? Today the sky is pink. No, it's blue.
You never did the question, though. What would you ask him?
I just said that would be the first.
He said he would ask. He would ask if you can manipulate the fans.
Yeah, do you think you can manipulate the fans?
Oh.
Yeah, which was believing what you want them
now,
to believe.
What I would ask is do you have a plan to get rid of Chris Paul? Do you have a plan to get out from under that contract? And I know that I don't expect you to tell me the plan.
I'm just saying,
are you making plans?
He's a spin doctor, though, Barry. You know how he'd answer that? He would say, I mean, we have a lot of contracts that are challenging, but we made the contract so that we could live up to the contract. And so the guys just want to win championships. And I think that we're all just going to come together and do it.
It's
my job
like
to come together to do what's necessary so we can do what the ultimate goal is, and that's to win the championship.
But so that's all pointless then. If you know you're not going to get anything, then why even have them on?
Because they told you to put them on.
No, but he was talking about on this station.
Oh, on this station, right.
Yeah, right? That was the premise behind your question. If we could get Daryl Morey on this show, on the usual suspects, at 2:30 today, what would we ask him?
I'll tell you what else I'd ask him.
But we know he's not going to answer any of that, so what would be the point?
Right.
Right?
That's right.
The point is you do your job and you... Because remember, we always talk about criticizing media members for not asking the right questions. Right. I think if we do get an opportunity to interview him, it would be remiss by us to not.
Yeah.
To not.
So,
ask.
What would your question be? Because we both give ours. What would yours be?
I would say how much. It would be a really tough question to ask,
yes,
and to answer for him. But the accountability part, like how accountable do you feel for, you know, what was a down season for the Rockets, because they were at the Western Conference Finals last year, and it looked as though, as long as Chris Paul and company were healthy, that they had an opportunity to at least get back to that. And I don't know if, you know, I think accountability would be one of my questions for sure.
I got another one.
Okay.
Okay. Daryl, did you have a handshake agreement with Chris Paul when you made the trade to sign him to a max, super max deal? And if so, was it for 4 years?
All these are great questions that you're right. He probably wouldn't ask. Yeah. I mean, answer.
He's not answering.
He ain't answering any of that.
Yeah, we're not afraid to ask those questions, but we can't guarantee any answers.
Are you guys trying to win a championship? That's the stuff he wants to hear. Yeah, we are. Okay. Get out of here. None of that means anything to us.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I like your question, Nick, because it kind of goes back to what I've been saying. But I would maybe follow it up with, Darryl, how much blame do you put on yourself? Because we've seen coaches come and go. We've seen players come and go. Yet you and James are still here. Yeah. Nothing has happened. How much of the blame should be bared by you and James?
I would ask about the Melo experiment. Great, and he's already said on me. It's on me. But how much did it impact the moves in this team? Because you did make that move. And that's not – every time I bring that up, everybody thinks that I'm blaming Carmelo Anthony, and I'm not. I just think he was a bad fit. You know what I mean? He was just a bad move.
Oh, breaking news! Amos said your list was trash.
Okay,
that is breaking.
We don't have a poll that you can vote on, but
you got a poll you can do something else on for saying your list is trash. I'll tell you this too. The other question that I would ask.
I like the fired up Joel sometimes. So good.
The other question I would ask sometimes is, since you're the gatekeeper of all the contracts with players and coaches. And then people say that they backfire. Uh-huh. Do you ever feel guilty about your extension?
That's a really good question.
Because, he got a multi-year extension. And what have you done for me lately, Daryl? There you go. So we had
maybe just text all these to Matt Thomas and he can ask them for us.
No, he'd read it and go, what should we do? I can't answer these.
Ask these questions. That's what we should do.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Smart God, man. I love your tweets. Okay, so we're going to continue to roll on.
Shut up.
It's hour number
two. I did not tell you that.
3-hour show. It is the Usual Suspects, Eastman 97.5. Before we hit the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. Fitz Roofing, doing it like nobody else in Houston, Texas, when it comes to any and all roofing issues. You want a new roof on your house? They'll do it. You got a leak in your roof and you need someone to fix it? They'll do it. And you know what? They'll check it all out for you for free. That's right. They do free, no-obligation inspections, and all you got to do is get in touch with them. 832-521-3001 or fitzroofing.com. That's F-I-T-Z roofing.com. Either way, tell them where you live and what you got. They come out and check it out, and then they'll tell you what they can do. They go away until you call them back, but once you do, I'm telling you what, it's customer service throughout the process, and it's also the best quality products done the best way with the best work done in this marketplace. They're locally owned and operated, which means they're Houston strong, and they're going to use the best product on the market, which is CertainTeed shingles. They do so much good work with CertainTeed that they are a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States meet the criteria to get that status. They got it. You need it. You call Fitz. Their base warranties are longer and better than your average roofer. Those are the kind of things that you really want to hear about. The other thing is, how do they rate out? A+ rating, Better Business Bureau. 5-star ratings, Facebook, Home Advisor. They rank at the top. They use the top products, and they do the top quality work that you need on your roof. So there's only one place to call in the Houston area. If you need anything done with your roof, it's Fitz Roofing. Again, 832-521-3001 or log on to fitzroofing.com. Fitz Roofing, making a difference, one home at a time.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studio. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, almost to the halfway point in the show. Having a good old time. Hopefully you are too, right here on the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We were talking a tad bit about, I hate that term, a bit about the Rockets and what's going on. And Marcus wants to get in here on, it says Daryl Morey aggravation. Marcus, what's up? Sorry, don't mean to hurt you like that.
What's going on, fellas? I'm going to get in quick. I got a couple questions. I want to make sure you guys remember them, so I'm going to try to do it quickly. But the first thing is, I'm a Warriors fan, and I remember in midseason when Draymond was getting in Kevin Durant's face and everybody was talking about the sky is falling and how the Warriors is imploding, all of this kind of stuff. And then the rest of the season going into the playoffs, how well they played together, kind of forgot all about that. And I started thinking to myself, I mean, really, was there a problem or was it just two competitors being competitive? And I look at the Rockets and I wonder the same thing. Is this just two competitors being competitive and they're just arguing because they're arguing, or is this really an implosion? And then my second question is, we remember that series against the Warriors and the Rockets 2 years ago when Chris Paul got hurt. Everybody thought, including myself, because Iguodala was hurt, that the Rockets really had a chance to win that series. had they won that series with Chris Paul not getting hurt, with the way we look at Chris Paul's contract be different? Because this year, it really wasn't Chris Paul playing bad. He didn't play as bad as people make it seem. It's just that they went from 50% the ball in Harden's hand and everybody else having the ball, so now it's 70% the ball in Harden's hand. Now 30% everybody else having the ball. You guys, let me know what you think.
Marcus, great question.
Marcus, you call this show anytime you want to. That was one of the best phone calls we have ever had. I'm not lying. Like, he was he
got
made
to
his
the point. Concise.
Yeah.
But they
and
were
two good,
good
questions.
Yeah, great questions.
You're going to consume 90 seconds of real estate.
That's
word
how
that
you
way.
Do it.
And Barry,
God,
bite
that
your
was good.
Damn tongue. You what? Know the last person you said that to?
Who?
Paul.
No, I didn't tell Paul he had good calls.
Well, or the guy you banned.
Oh, you might?
The minute you start pumping up, that's when they can get out. Oh, no. Troy.
Well, but Troy's calls were good.
And then what happened?
He stopped calling.
No, he didn't.
Oh.
He started calling to give updates on when he was sitting behind home plate at Astros.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
But no, those are
great
those
questions.
Were great so questions, great points.
Yep. Try and remember them. So you go ahead.
I wrote them down.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So to his first point about the Warriors going through this with KD and Draymond Green and them getting into it earlier in the season, and then now they're fine and they went out and lost a championship, but they still made it to the finals. Is this the same case with Paul and Harden where it's just two guys, two stars that don't get along, but it's not as big of a deal as people are making it out to be? You make a good point, but I'm going to say it is a big deal and as big as people are making it out to be, because if you recall, Chris Paul had these issues at the Clippers with Blake Griffin. James Harden had these issues with Dwight Howard. You're talking about two personalities that have had issues with getting along with other stars, and now they're butting heads. And I think it's a legitimate deal. Now, is it as bad as Yahoo Sports made it out to be? I don't know. I tend to believe it is. I tend to think that it's really bad, and they're trying to get rid of Chris Paul.
Well,
that doesn't mean that I'm right. I just feel like where there's smoke, there's fire, and this is probably a dumpster fire that we're not seeing.
When you say that, you don't think it's unsalvageable.
I do.
You think it's unsalvageable?
I do. Okay. I believe that.
All right, so you do actually think it's that bad?
Yeah.
Okay, I know that it's been bad. I don't think it's unsalvageable bad, because I think that they really don't have a choice. I think at the end of the day, I don't know that they're going to be able to do anything. They would never trade Harden, and I don't know that they could that they could find someone to take on that contract, as we've talked about. Yeah. But I think his point is valid, but I think it's not decided yet. Whether they won the championship or not, if you also remember, the argument based around the fact that Draymond thought KD was leaving at the end of the year and that he was selling out on them, and that became an issue because for them to be behind him, he had to be all in with them, and there was questions about that. I think that argument actually solidified what was a problem, because whether it was man-to-man talking or not, or it was a very public fight, I think after that, they were able to hash out some things about, let's not worry about the future and where Kevin Durant plays next year. If we all just put our heads together and stay focused on what we need to do this year, maybe the rest of it will work itself out because of it. So I think that if you handle a discrepancy or a fight or whatever you want to call it, a disagreement, the right way, a conflicting egos and all that stuff, it can be a positive. Right now, it's obviously not a positive for the Rockets. But what I can tell you is, like I said, where there's smoke, there's fire. There has been a disconnect between these two guys. But recently, they have spoken to kind of work it out. So,
okay, yeah, they said that they got them together or whatever, but when you start telling me that Chris Paul's yelling, leave him there?
Leave him there.
Leave what? Him there.
What are you talking about?
Isn't that what you were saying, Chris Paul? Yesterday on the show, you were talking about how on the court, Chris Paul would say, leave him on the bench?
No. Oh, well, that's in the article. That's in the Yahoo article and other places, or the McMahon. Tim McMahon, one of the two articles, said that it was highly documented that when Chris Paul was on the floor and Harden was sitting out and he was doing good things, he was definitely yelling towards Mike D'Antoni
to leave
Harden on the bench, just leave him,
leave
and they can
there.
Keep doing those things.
That's an issue.
It's a huge
That's
issue.
A big problem.
But here's the bigger issue, and I talked to some of my friends around the Clippers organization too in the last 24 hours, and they basically said, they could have warned me about this when Chris Paul came to Houston, because that's who Chris Paul is. I said, but what you guys don't understand is the problem is when he was with the Clippers, no one would stand up to him because he was the alpha and it was his franchise. And even Blake Griffin bowed down to Chris Paul. even Doc Rivers to some degree. So he was able to do and say whatever he wanted. So he took that mentality to Houston, and he took it into a hornet's nest, because the queen bee is James Harden, and it is his franchise, and it is his team, and he is not backing down to anyone, and that's where you had – that's where all the problems lie.
I mean, I think just to answer Marcus's question, the timing of the situation is different with yes. Durant and Green. It happened, I want to say, in the regular season, something they had time to kind of smooth over. Now, obviously, they were upset about losing in the playoffs, but when that happened, you would think that, okay, it was a blow-up and they can get back together and smooth it over. There was no indication of that. And I think the timing of the blow-up being after the playoffs when the season was over, you don't want to end the season on a bad note with the other star player. I think that's important to indicate at the very minimum. You know, that the fact that it was after the playoffs and not in the middle of the season.
Yeah, agree with that. And Marcus, we'll get to your other question on the other side. We've got to get to a break. And if you guys out there haven't downloaded GetUpside to your phone yet, go ahead and punch yourself in the face. What are you waiting on? Why are you leaving free money out there all over the city of Houston when you're out there buying stuff? GetUpside is a great app. You're going to love it. I use it. Nick uses it. AJ uses it. My wife uses it. A lot of folks are getting on it. There's no reason for you not to be using this app. Honestly, there's like, you're getting gas every day. Even if you get like the bare minimum cash back offers, at least you're getting cash back because you're not getting it right now. If you get, you know, let's say you're out at Wendy's or Popeyes or Burger King or any of the other restaurants that are in the GetUpside app and you only get 20%. Only 20% cash back. If you did that 4 or 5 times in a week, you're getting a free meal basically by using the app and eating like you've always been eating. So download the app right now, put it on your phone, and while you're doing that, put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That gets you extra cash back on your first fill up. I tell the story. My wife got 30 cents a gallon. What I love is that some of you listeners are sending me like your first initial fill up and how much cash back you're getting. It's crazy. Keep those coming, man. Keep sending me the screenshots. I love seeing that you have $300 in your account. I love when Clarence tweets at me and says, dude, I got $5 my first two visits. I love seeing those things. I love seeing when someone says 3 weeks in and I'm at $20 and I just didn't change anything. I just started using the app. There's no catch. There's no gimmick. There's no fees. It's just you getting cash back for the stuff you're already paying for. So give it a shot. Look, if you don't like it, don't use it. I mean, it's that simple, but it's super simple to download and use. So download GetUpside right now. Put it on your phone. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. The big show, it's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5 on a Thursday in the big city. Want to remind you that the Blitz... and the usual suspects.
Is on.
Well, it should be. Monday, we'll be broadcasting live 1 to 7 from the Twin Peaks Kirkwood location for their summer bikini party. Nick, you stay here.
Oh, boy.
That sucks for you.
Hey.
Featuring, by the way, neon bikinis.
Joel, don't wear sweatpants.
Drink specials. Wall-to-wall TVs. They got it all to light up your summer. Neon bikinis, Barry. Bikini party. Head out to Twin Peaks. Yeah, it says right here. Neon bikinis for the summer bikini party. Twin Peaks, Kirkwood location. This Monday, June 24th, 1 to 7 p.m.
It's going to be hard to beat that. What?
You mean Fred will be back from Regina?
Why? Yes, he will be back from Regina. That is a correct statement.
When we broadcast live on Monday, can they hear us in Kuntz?
Here it comes.
No, you know it's coming next. That's it. I'm done.
You know it's coming next.
I'm done.
You wouldn't have been done.
Yes, I would have been, because I don't even know what you're talking about. I really don't. You this know. Time, I'm being Listen, honest.
Shout out to John Parker. My man, batting 1,000. He's 3 for 3. My guy just sent up your Cheesecake Factory for your birthday.
He remembered. And he even said, I can't do it today because we're at the golf
tournament. Because we're on a remote, but he will send it up.
John Parker, you're the best, man.
Sent up 3 things of cheesecake.
Thank you very much.
So, happy belated birthday, obviously. And if the suspects want to keep sending up stuff, we're accepting gifts. Joel loves Crown Royal whiskey.
Yeah, and he's made me the person responsible for managing all his... whiskey only, and
just the alcohol stuff.
Just to make sure no one else takes it.
He loves G-string panties. He wears G-string panties. So facts. If you want to send up some men's.
I'm giving those to Lisa. She ain't fitting them right
G-string.
Now.
Oh.
Dude, that's the second dump shot you've taken.
Dump that. Don't get
She'll
him
tell
trouble.
You the same thing. I'll say, babe, you're pregnant. You're wearing G-strings? Are you kidding me? I give her a hard time all the time. Straight GPs when you're pregnant.
Straight up? Yeah. You just straight call your wife fat? No problem?
No, not fat. Well, I mean, she's carrying a child.
But you, I mean, last week or today or 2 days ago, that's basically what you called her.
I did not. Don't put words in my mouth.
Kind of. You kind of did.
No. Let me tell you something. When she walks around the house with the Al Bundy pig rubbing the belly, you're like, I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, this little girl's getting big. I was like, you were the kid.
See? Bro. That's basically what he said 2 days ago.
You're only doing that because you can outrun her right now.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if I can. She's still working out. She's a warrior with that stuff.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, I want to see what cheesecake you got.
Go ahead. Help yourself.
No, jeez. I can't have any.
You're just digging right in.
Look, you got the, what is that?
That's the birthday cheesecake. Yeah. There's one for each of us, I would bet. They're all the same, one for each of us. Yeah, so there you go.
That looks
so
good.
Either you or Nora are going to sample it anyway.
Nope, won't be me. I'm on my cleanse.
Did your cleanse include what you ate yesterday?
You shut your whore mouth, all right?
Just asking a question. I'm not revealing what it was. I just asked a question.
You can shut your mouth.
What did you eat, sir?
Nope, see, I didn't do that.
I didn't eat anything. Mm. What did I eat? I had Chicken Kitchen.
Mm, that's good stuff.
Oh, good boy. Call.
Chicken
they
Kitchen?
Got one, the only one I know about is the one in Rice Village.
That's the one I went
That's
to.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
used to go there all the time when I lived in Midtown.
Trying to remember what I had to do.
God, Chicken Kitchen should be sponsoring this show.
Oh, that wouldn't hurt my feelings.
Can you imagine that?
Get the Mexican chop, no tomatoes, and add mustard curry sauce. Nelly. That's good stuff. You know, Nora and I will make it at the house. We'll go buy some yellow rice, get some chicken breast, and I'll grill them up. We'll get, you know, lettuce and all that, cheese. And then we found the honey or the mustard curry sauce recipe online and make it. Oh, it's just like Chicken Kitchen.
Too much work.
It's so good. Because you could just eat like 5 bowls of it.
Which is very possible.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Nick, you ever had it?
Have you ever had Chicken Kitchen?
I have not.
Oh, dude, slap yourself.
You have no idea what you're missing.
What are you doing?
And Rice Village is where the good one is at, right?
It's where the
right.
only one is. They used to have 3 or 4 or 5. They had one in the tunnel. That's back when I worked in the tunnel.
Oh,
they
is
had
that right?
one there. Yeah. All shut down except the one in Rice Village. And good luck parking.
That's yeah, like, Rice Village is.
I'll give you a hint. If you're going to go to the Chicken Kitchen in Rice Village, park in the back.
Or in the garage.
It's a good call.
No, in the back of the Chicken Kitchen.
Right.
There's a big parking lot back there.
This is don't let this get carried away or turn
right
on.
Near the back
there
door.
There is a rear entrance and back door parking. So all you got to do, seriously, Barry's right, because the it's like a strip center in the front.
Yep.
So every and several other businesses, and so the spots fill up quickly. But if you park in the back, you go straight through. And my personal favorite is the deluxe chop chop. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The deluxe chop
chop. Deluxe chop chop. Yeah. All it is a
grilled, sounds amazing.
It's just a grilled chicken breast, lettuce, tomatoes, served over rice, and then you pick the sauce.
And I'm telling you, get the mustard curry sauce. Have you had it?
I have not.
Oh, God.
But I don't like curry.
No, you will love this. I'm telling you. I didn't think I was a curry guy. Well, until Cowboys and Indians. Then they won me over
for sure. They converted you.
Oh, no doubt. But I'm telling you, this mustard curry sauce from Chicken Kitchen is the bomb. It really is. I wouldn't steer you wrong. I would not do that. So, no, but I had that yesterday. And then I kind of had this little plan. I was like, all right, go get the haircut. Go to Chicken Kitchen. Go to Tiff's because it's right there. Then the Wildcat. I had it all mapped out.
Tiff's was fantastic.
What did I eat yesterday that was so bad after Chicken Kitchen? Because that's just rice and chicken.
Can I just say this? First of all, the way you reacted, you were guilty to sin. So I was just going to let you figure it out.
The Texadelphia.
Yeah.
And
then
the
I wasn't there. I don't know what you took from there.
The fajitas?
So, yeah, I don't know what you did
I just
when
took
you
chicken,
got a la carte and I got a la hand.
Yeah, they picked out for you.
Yeah.
They're like, here, little boy, here's a one piece of chicken. Yeah. No, I just got chicken and beef and two tortillas. That was it.
Okay.
No. I mean, I live with a Mexican. She's got all
red,
the other stuff.
And red meat's okay?
She's, listen, I live with a Mexican. She's got salsa and all that stuff. It's just laying around the house in buckets everywhere.
And the it's red just, meat's okay?
Huh?
Red meat's okay?
It was pretty good, yeah. Okay. I'm not going to lie. It wasn't bad at all.
That was Fajita Pete's. They did a nice job last night at the golf tournament. Yeah. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Hour number two is rolling through as we get to hour number three as well. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. Well, Patrick Creighton will. It'll be late hits early, as well as all kinds of fun and games. It's ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're rolling right through hour number two, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, Joel, trade one already occurring in the NBA.
Uh-oh.
Milwaukee is trading Tony Snell to Detroit. Milwaukee always trades with Detroit. They take all their trash and they send it to Detroit. They got rid of Thon Maker and now Tony Snell. And you go, well, was that a big deal? Yeah. You know why? Tony Snell was making 12 mil. And he was on their cap for next year, depending on what they're taking back. And I'm not assuming it's very much. But if Tony Snell goes away, they have more money to play with Middleton, whether they re-sign him or not. And the fact that he opted out and he's a free agent. They've got Brogdon. That's a restricted free agent. They've got Lopez, who was a great addition. That's a free agent. So that money helps them immensely. If they could find a home for Eric Bledsoe, they could really be doing something. Because at 17, 18 a year for the next, do you think Chris Paul's deal is bad on a little bit smaller scale? Eric Bledsoe re-upping for 18 plus a year for the next three is not exactly helping Milwaukee the way he played in the playoffs.
Not great.
So that one is on the books, but that's the bigger thing that I'm looking forward to tonight with the draft. I just want to see all the trades and moves. I love that stuff.
I do like that part of it, but it's just, I don't know about sticking around. I'll just get the ESPN thing on the app and just get the updates.
Well, especially with the Astros playing the Yankees. But I'm saying that's...
Especially with a show. That's right. Come on, that's the most important
thing. At the Improv. Well, again, it's all about you.
Let's get...
Your Twitter...
Finally! 2.5 years it took you to understand.
I'm going along with it. I understand your way of thinking.
Joel.
Yes, I get that. Which is why... Speaking of... I didn't even get to pick the piece I was keeping, and Barry was like, I'm getting into this.
I told you, take one, whichever one you want. You said it doesn't matter.
You had the other one sliding off the table. I don't want it. You already dropped that one. No, you take it. No, get out of here if you already freaking got dropped it all over the place.
I didn't drop
it. Nick, how is it?
Are you eating it, Nick?
Amazing.
I mean the cheesecake.
he's still got it in his mouth.
That's what I meant.
The cheesecake.
It didn't come out right.
It's amazing.
Is it good?
Yep.
Totally. I mean, we've had it before.
Yeah.
So it's good every time.
Every time.
I really shouldn't, but I don't care. What did you think? Oh, we got to get to Marcus's other question. Go ahead, Joel.
Oh, yeah, we can get to that too. But you know what the other thing was funny? Was last night with all the chaos going on, like I said, with my buddy Bob and the crash in Hawaii, and then everything with Lisa was trying to get everything set up for the birthday thing. And so Lisa and I were back and forth going, I'm like, okay, I'll get to put the food on the table and you do this and the balloons for Tay and everything like that. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, my 3.5-year-old goes, hey, everybody just slow down. Step back, take a deep breath, count to 5. Ready? 1. And she counted to 5. And I looked at her and I looked at Lisa and Lisa's shaking her head. And I go, where did that come from? And Lisa goes, school's doing a hell of a job.
Wow.
And she just pulled that out.
Look at that.
And Lisa was all for it. And then 5 minutes later, when Lisa said, Taylor, eat the rest of your food before you get cake. And she goes, are you kidding me? And I went, learned that at school, too. And then when I said, where'd you get that from, Taylor, thinking it was going to be school, she said, Mommy. I was like,
oh, really?
That's on you.
No way I'm believing this. This is crazy.
You mean the tweet we got?
From Zach Rice.
Yep.
Did y'all see this? It's a tweet from Gabriel Banks, a link to a Chronicle article. So I went to that article. Here's the headline. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Katie Mann sought and mastermind of mistaken Big Poppy shooting in Dominican Republic. Now a dude from Katie did it? This is a real life, like, telenovela. This is like a real life,
yeah,
a twist and turn soap opera thing going on.
Well, you heard last night's stuff, right?
No.
The target wasn't actually Big Poppy.
Yeah, it was a mistaken
identity. It was the guy he was with.
Oh.
And the guy he was with, it wasn't with the drug dealer's wife. He did something months ago. He you know what he did? He narked on somebody. He narked on someone that was associated with the drug dealer.
Gotcha.
And so the target was the guy who was at the table with Big Poppy. So,
well, why in the hell did you shoot Big Poppy?
Especially if you got a picture.
Because Big Poppy was probably bigger and couldn't get out of the way.
Man. But this is the opening sentence to the article from Cron.com. Federal agents are seeking the arrest of a Katie man allegedly tied to the Gulf cartel in connection with the shooting of a former Red Sox slugger David Ortiz in the Dominican Republic, according to Wire reports. Pretty wild.
It's going to continue to get interesting before you get anything solved or figured out. It seems like every day there's a new twist. When's the movie coming out?
Yeah,
2022?
No kidding. Shout out to old snitching ass, Mr. Snitch Me.
Oh, man. The minute Nick and I both saw it and you were out of the room, we were like, well, you opened up a can of worms. I hope you can take it.
I'm not gonna go ham on him because that wouldn't be right. But why you snitching, Mike from Get Me?
Pick
snitching
me?
Ass. Nobody likes.
Eat me.
Nobody. Nobody likes a snitch, bro. You're out here just snitching about how many Texadelphia boxes I took. You don't know my life.
He didn't take any?
No,
man's out here trying to feed his family, Mike.
Yeah, me and Nora, we needed 3 boxes.
Yeah.
Snitches get stitches.
Bitches. Yeah, why are you, like, don't worry. I'm glad I got 3 because one of them didn't warm up right. We had to throw it away.
What do you mean it didn't warm up right?
I don't know. You know, something weird.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, but don't be snitching, Mike.
That wasn't very nice, by the way.
No, I'm going to block you on
Twitter. You actually went easy on him.
Yeah. I was going to make a bunch of jokes, but then I was like, no.
Okay.
Well. Trying to turn over a new leaf. Somebody said, if somebody doesn't...
enough of lawn talk.
If somebody gets the tickets to your show tonight, Barry, and doesn't show up, you should out them on the show tomorrow. Oh, I absolutely will.
Okay.
I'm going to put them on a list. I'm starting a list. And they'll never get... tickets again. So yeah, if you sign up so far, a couple of folks I've given to, hopefully they said, I'm asking everybody, can you make it tonight at 8 p.m.? They're saying yes. So there you go. By the way, Demetrius said, why in the hell are there commercials being played in the middle of y'all's show on the app? Demetrius, honestly, I have no idea. What sometimes the app gets all wonky and crazy. I don't know what to tell you. Sometimes it just gets weird, right, Nick? I don't know why.
Yeah,
it does. That.
It does act up. It gets glitchy sometimes, but for the most part, it's a pretty solid app. So
yeah. Try rebooting.
Can you explain to me why the signal's always the worst when the sun is shining the brightest? That one always perplexes me. I never get that. I'm like, I get in the car in the morning, it's a gorgeous day, and I'm like, let's listen to the morning show. And now I'm like, and I talked to
Brian.
That's
one of my favorite bits.
And I'm telling, and who doesn't? That's basically what I get, in and out.
Yeah?
Yeah. When it's sunny out.
Little
but
Spanish
when it's like
music.
Cloudy and rainy, yeah, I get Granada Lance in a blender with Spanish music and Top 40. And then when it's cloudy and overcast and rainy, I get it Clear as a Bell.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
I don't like to hope that it rains on people's parade, but
I don't know.
It helps my view.
I just killed that cheesecake.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Did it fight back? No? Okay. All right. 2 in the books. 1 hour still to go. The big show. 60 minutes on the clock when we return. Come on back now, won't you? Right here on The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.